The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score in overtime in game number one of the regular season. The St. Louis Blues 5 and the San Jose Sharks 4. 17,435 fans packed SAP Center at San Jose to watch the NHL debuts of both Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith. They were entertained with a very interesting hockey game, but went home disappointed because the Sharks only got 1 point instead of the two that they felt they probably should have had. In this contest, in the first period, Mackenzie Blackwood made some great saves in the first 20 minutes of hockey, facing 22 shots and stopping 21. Macklin Celebrini would put the Sharks in front with a kind of a fluky play, but it was written out of Hollywood as the first overall draft pick would score the very first goal of the Sharks' season. Here's Celebrini on the right-wing side. Spinorama play to the net. Tip score! I think that went off the defense, and that should be Macklin Celebrini's goal with William Eklund right in front of the net. It's past goaltender Joel Hofer, and the Sharks are up 1-0 at 7:01 of this first period. And you can't write a script much better than that with Celebrini in on the very first goal of the season. First goal of Macklin Celebrini's NHL career. For a player in his first game, it was the second fastest goal in history of the NHL for a career to begin. Number one on that list, Mario Lemieux, 2 minutes and 59 seconds into his career on Mario's first ever shot. That was Celebrini's first official shot of his career, and it went into the net off the defense. Time of the goal, 7:01. Celebrini from Eklund and from Jake Walman, one of the new acquisitions. San Jose 1 and St. Louis nothing. But the Blues would tie it up 1-1 when Pavel Buchnevich would take passes from Jordan Kyrou and from Philip Broberg, and it would be a 1-1 game, not even halfway through the first period. But the Sharks would take the lead again with 2 minutes and 46 seconds left in the first frame, and it would be Celebrini again making a great play to slip the puck to Tyler Toffoli. Eklund cuts back behind the Blues net, bounces it off the right boards, root of the shot, wide, rebound, Celebrini behind the net, centering pass, score! Tyler Toffoli getting a beautiful feed from behind the net from Celebrini. That was world class. Great shot by Toffoli, and it's 2-1 Sharks. First goal in a Sharks uniform for Tyler Toffoli. Macklin Celebrini, his first career assist, and Jan Ruda also assisting at 17:14 of the first. The first period ended with the shots 22-9 St. Louis, but Macklin Celebrini's 2 points gave the Sharks a 2-1 edge. Then, in the second period, the special teams helped the Sharks out a lot. They went on the power play, and as the fans did the chop at 8:26, Fabian Zetterlund would accept a brilliant feed from Mikael Granlund and make it 3-1. On the man advantage, Granlund near side, exchanges with Zetterlund in the middle. Down low to Toffoli in the left corner. Back to the near half forwards. Now it's Zetterlund in front. Score! Zetterlund tipping the pass from Granlund and banging in his first goal of the year. That was just a sweet, sweet play by Granlund and Zetterlund. And it's a power play goal. And the Sharks lead 3-1. Boy, that was the high point of the game for the San Jose Sharks. Zetterlund giving the Sharks a 3-1 lead. They were playing very confidently. And at 8:26, Zetterlund extended his goal-scoring streak going back to last year to 3 straight games. And how about Mikael Granlund picking up the assist? He has points in 14 straight regular season games as a result of that. Tyler Toffoli also assisting, and it was 3-1 Sharks. You could say that the Sharks felt a little bit better about themselves beyond that, but I still think that was the high point of the game. Yet they would take a 4-1 lead late in the second period on a great defensive play by Barkley Goodrow, and then a great deflection on a rebound of one of his shots from behind the net. Here comes Robert Thomas leading the way for St. Louis. He gave it away to Barkley Goodrow. Goodrow's got a chance. Moving in on the left wing side. Shoots one on net. Save made. Rebound. Score! That was knocked in off of the goaltender Hofer. Barkley Goodrow, shorthanded, moving down the wing on a second chance. Should get credit with some people jamming at it. It went off the defense and right through Hofer, and it's 4-1 Sharks. The first shorthanded goal of the year for San Jose. And what a return home for Barkley Goodrow. That it was. Goodrow unassisted his first of the year. That was a shorthanded goal at 17:37. And after 2 periods of play, the Sharks led 4-1. You should have a victory if you lead by 3 goals at the end of the second period. But this is October hockey, and the San Jose Sharks still have a ways to go before they figure themselves out. St. Louis has figured things out a little bit better. They would make it a 4-2 game at 2:54 when Radek Faksa took a pass from Nathan Walker and beat goaltender Mackenzie Blackwood. It would turn out to be a tough period for Blackwood after a really good first half of the game, and a key turning point came at 6 minutes and 11 seconds when veteran Ryan Suter in his 20th National Hockey League season would make it a game. Uh-oh, turnover by Thrun moving in. It's a shot for Suter, and he scores! On a night in which he passes Tim Horton into ninth place all-time among NHL defensemen for games played, Ryan Suter makes a game of it with a shot from the slot after the Thrun turnover, and it's the Sharks 4 and the Blues 3. Good pressure by the defensive winger on that play, Walker, to force the turnover. He never touched the puck, but it would be Toropchenko that got the only assist on Suter's first goal of the season. In my opinion, Drew, that was the turning point.
It was also encapsulated some problems the Sharks had, which was defensive zone turnovers. They turned the puck over far too many times, and that one led to that goal. I agree with you. The Sharks still had the game in hand. It's 4-2. They were kind of evening things out, and then Suter makes it 4-3, and after that it was a scramble to try to hold the lead.
And then the Blues would pull their goaltender, Joel Hofer, for the extra attacker. And somewhat inexplicably, the Sharks fell into a somewhat defensive shell, yeah, giving the Blues a little bit too much space. And you don't give people like Thomas, Kyrou, and Justin Falk any space, but they took advantage of it with 47 seconds left. Middle of the ice, feeds left circle, Thomas. Thomas drops it off for Falk. He's got that big shot. Score! Justin Falk, through a screen, beats Blackwood. And this game is tied up 4-4. Man, Falk's first from Thomas and Kyrou at 19:13, tying the game 4-4, and we went into overtime. You want to win that first faceoff, but Braden Schenn would get it for St. Louis, and 3-on-3 would be devastating for the Blues. Schenn, the skate away from Eklund. He moves down the left, 1-on-1 with Wallman, shoots, score! St. Louis wins 5-4 in overtime as Braden Schenn gets the game winner 45 seconds into overtime. What a disappointment for the Sharks. What a disappointment indeed as San Jose begins the season at 0-0-1 on the year following a 5-4 overtime loss at the hands of the St. Louis Blues, who are now 2-0 on the young season. And in both games, the Blues came back from multi-goal deficits to earn a victory on the road. The Blues 2-0, the Sharks 0-0-1. San Jose plays against the Anaheim Ducks on Los Tiburones night in their next outing at the Shark Tank, and that will be on Saturday. That's it for the Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.